This is a commutation phase one hearing for James Noly, ADC number 166484. Mr. Noly is 53 years old, and this is a crime that occurred on May 30th, 2011. The victim reported that he had been assaulted and robbed at gunpoint. He was found bleeding from the back of his head. His clothes were covered in blood. He was missing a tooth. Told officers he was walking down the street when Mr. Noly offered him a ride. Eventually, after a short ride there, they eventually pulled into a parking lot, met a friend, and they got out of the vehicle. Mr. Noly then approached him with a gun and put it to his neck and demanded money. They tried to push, tussled a little bit, and Mr. Noly then repeatedly struck the victim in the head with the gun and knocked him on the ground, punched and kicked him, and knocked out his tooth. He took a $100 bill out of the victim's wallet and left in his vehicle. The victim was able to provide a good description, and he was taken to the hospital and was treated for lacerations and a fractured orbital bone. For this crime, Mr. Noly received 9.25 years for an armed robbery. At the time of his conviction, he had three prior felony convictions. He was convicted via plea agreement, and in that plea, he was a dismissal of another pending aggravated assault charge from somewhere, from Mesa, Arizona. That was dismissed as part of this plea. Mr. Noly has a current sentence ending or early release credit date of May 13th, 2019, so in about a year. He's requesting a 6-month reduction in his sentence, which would give him a revised sentence ending date of November 7th, 2018. His reasons for requesting commutation is that he wants to be there for his mother, who is, elderly, and for his kids. We do have a letter on file dated April 6, 2018 from Maricopa County Attorney, which opposes any form of commutation for Mr. Noly. Mr. Noly has a criminal history that dates to 1995 for theft. He served jail time. In 2000, forgery. He was on probation. That was revoked and he was sent to prison. In 2001, he has an escape charge from prison. There are also miscellaneous traffic charges, and there are many charges listed in his criminal history that were filed, and there's no disposition noted, so we're not able to say what the outcome of those were. As for his prison behavior, he has three majors, and the most recent was a minor that he received in August of 2017 for disorderly conduct. He has completed some programming, including Cage Your Rage and some peer education programming and a construction technical course. There are 8 support letters in his packet. His sentencing, the 9.25 years that he received was actually the presumptive sentence with a minimum possible of 6 and a maximum of 18 and a half. Given the fact that Mr. Noly had 3 prior felonies, this charge that was dismissed as a result of a plea agreement, and his prison behavior record, which has not been good, I do not see that Mr. Noly's sentence of 9.25, the presumptive, was excessive, but I would listen to any input from fellow board members on that. Hearing no comments, I'm going to make a motion that we not pass the application of Mr. James Noly, ADC 166484, but we not pass his application to phase two.
Second.
Agreed.
All right, motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Mr. Neal, and this concludes the hearing.
Thank you.